Welcome back, everyone, to another week of Party of Apes. We are Party of Apes, and we are an improv podcast.
Named Party of Apes.
And we do a podcast called the Party of Apes podcast, and we're improvisers. I'm Scott.
That's good.
Yeah, that's, cool, that's really cool, man.
Are you guys going to introduce yourselves?
Oh, the people know who we are.
I'm just trying to add a bit of structure here, guys. You know, introduce us, introduce our names.
Thank you, Scott.
No worries. Scott.
Thank you, Scott. My name is Luke.
There we go.
Yo, that's nice. What up? It's Captain Fictions over here. You know how I do, baby.
To be fair, have you ever seen a man with thicker shins?
Is that all the scootering? All the scootering?
Yeah.
Or is it like
I do Muay Thai on a scooter.
Oh, Muay Thai.
Fictions isn't the part that gets me. What makes you a captain?
Well, I think the captain's license.
Are other people with thick shins?
Yeah. Have you not heard of it?
No. Okay. Sorry. And also we have Gabby. But onto this fiction stuff.
Well, we're all known for one individual body feature of ours, aren't we?
Yeah. But not. I think it's good that he's proud of being a captain. Like, I'm only a lieutenant. Yeah. And I Of thin shins.
Yeah. She's on the thin shins.
I'm on thin shins. We're in constant competition.
Thick biceps.
And what level are you in thick biceps?
No comment.
Well, he's elite. He can't say what his is.
Nah, it's a secret.
Are you really not part of any group?
I didn't realize that we could become like ranked in body parts.
Yeah. Well, I get why
Can you not eye me up and down like that?
Trying to think like where could you possibly go?
You've got big head.
Yeah, you could be big head. You could be receding hairline.
Mm. Why are you always? I don't have
receding hairline.
Because like this is an audio podcast and people don't actually see me and I don't realize that you are joking and that I am a 31-year-old man who still has a fully thick head of hair. Thank you. Don't call me that. There is no sign of recession on my head.
Okay. Corporal denial. I get
Corporal
it.
Denial.
Can I tell a story about my fat head?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So is this a story about how you were born?
What?
When you were born?
Yeah, from when he was born. So there I was.
Part of this is big fat head.
40% of my body.
I was
actually premature, but my head was fully developed.
It was disgusting. I once accidentally headbutted Gabby in bed.
Oh, no. This story isn't my fault because, one, I was very tired, and two, I was concussed because of his big head.
I have a very big head. I have big hair. And I feel like that sometimes masks how big and thick my head actually is compared to the rest of my body. I have a thick, heavy head, just like all lopsided, like a walking chopper chop. But one day
it's so stupid.
So one time I accidentally moved.
No, this is going to make me seem stupid.
No, it makes me sound like a toxic gaslighter is what it makes it sound. So I moved my head and I accidentally headbutted Gabby. And then she was like, oh, you have such a huge head that really hurt. And I was like, that's actually really mean because at school I was made fun of for my big head and they used to call me watermelon head.
My reaction was, aw.
Also, we have an audience member here as well today. So if you hear someone say, aw. Yeah, it's Benny.
Tell us your name.
Benny.
Benny.
Yeah.
Yay.
Benny's going to be our like studio audience. It's going to be the worst studio audience. Imagine Friends, but with like one person in the audience laughing.
And there's no mic on the audience.
No mic at all. Anyway, so here I was making Gabby feel guilty about saying that I have a fat head. And then she was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I was actually called watermelon head in school. And she was like, wait, really? Because of your big head? I was like, no, because like, and then I launch into this story about how when I was in high school, like my head developed quite large compared to the rest of my body before the rest of my body caught up. And I had such a huge, heavy head. And there was a watermelon at school one day and someone was like, oh, why don't you like try and smash it with your head? And I did, and it smashed everywhere. And then from then on, people would then purposely bring watermelons into school for me to smash with my head. And it almost became like a weekly occurrence of people bringing in watermelons and me with my heavy fat head smashing the watermelons with my head. Matt's nodding because he went to my school. Yeah. But the thing is, this never happened.
I was just making up this bullshit. And it was a long, detailed story. And I was there and I was half asleep and concussed again. And I was like, where were they getting the watermelons from?
Like, genuine like, question.
They're
I was like,
expensive.
Debbie, this story is bullshit.
I was just been caring about it because he seemed legitimately distressed. And then, but also Scott does this a lot where he'll tell like stories that aren't true, but with the sincerity of like, yeah, Matt do it as well, with the sincerity of like it happened and it means a lot. And so I've started not believing the stories, but to the point where now he'll tell me real things and I'll be like, I don't believe you, you liar. And what was it the other day when a truck went past?
Yeah, I said that Big Timmy Trailers, the door at the back is actually a little cabin where they can go in and sleep.
And there's a bed in the back, like there's a bed in the back, which is a real thing. But I looked at him and I was like, you're tricking me. They don't sleep behind their seat. That's ridiculous.
Then you had to like look it up and figure out. I don't know. It's like a little home compartment. They have like a little hanger and a little place to brush their teeth.
And also, you made it sound so mystical of like they have a little home behind their seat. And I was like,
yeah, real TARDIS, like, or even Lion the Witch in the Wardrobe. Yeah. It's like, you open up the cupboard and there's something behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there Gabby was just feeling really bad about me and my big head, and it was all made up.
Oh, watermelon.
Then
head.
She would say stuff like, this is gaslighting. And I'm like, in my defense, I never let it go on for a long time. Like, no. It gets to a point where I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, I'm telling you, this is a bullshit story.
Yeah, but then he laughs. He goes, I can't believe you believed that. Yeah, wow. Okay. That's the part that I'm like, that's gaslighting. Of course I believed you.
You're my partner. I like telling stories. I don't think I'm a liar. I just think I have an active imagination.
I don't think that's gaslighting either.
That's storytelling. I'm practicing.
None of it's gaslighting.
You're gaslighting me. It's what?
No.
You're all in on it together. No, because you use the example of like, is a movie gaslighting you? And I'm like, no, I go into a movie knowing it's a movie.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know. I have an active imagination and I have an audience who has no choice but to listen to my stories. Well, so we're going to make use of it.
Is a comedian just gaslighting an audience into laughing?
Yeah.
Oh.
How old were you when you realized comedians, the stories they tell, don't have to be real?
Yeah, I was like, I only recently realized that they didn't tell real stories.
Yeah, I was like speaking to like someone who does comedy. I'm like, it's just crazy. Like all comedians have all these cool stories. And I just don't think my life's that interesting. And like they make them up.
Yeah.
That's their job to tell funny stories. Like what?
I think maybe I got there earlier because of the Mighty Boosh.
Yep.
And what's like, that?
It's a show.
Mighty Boosh.
Very good show. Go watch.
Do you not know the Mighty Boosh?
No.
All right, guys, we're going to pause this podcast for just like half an hour and we're going to show Luke Mighty Boosh. Yeah.
And then you'll understand where all my humor came
from. Okay.
Do you know Noel Fielding?
No.
Do you know
Julian Barrett? Do you know Bob Fossil? Anyway. But like looking at Noel Fielding and Julian Barrett, their individual stand up, because I was a huge fan of both of them, and then they just say this absolute bullshit. And like Noel has this whole bit about being a fly and flying around the room and what flies think. And I'm like, well,
you're not a fly.
That guy's not even a fly at all.
I'm looking at him right now. He's clearly a human. But yeah, stories are fun.
Stories are fun.
Well, the thing, like, Gabby and I, like, we're working the same job at the moment, and Matt's working in it as well.
And
Luke's not. But, like, Gabby and I, because we live in the same area, carpool to work. And so it's like a good 50-minute trip to work where I'm like, well, I have an active, not
time to lie.
Time to lie. Like, I mean, like,
Gabby, sure. You know this is the best time for lying.
Yeah,
for me.
Sure.
I need to get it out.
Like, yes, Gabby has no choice but to listen to my stories.
And if she objects, just headbutt her.
Huge head.
Here's a question though.
Yeah.
Relating to episodes we did recently, the live show, the War of the Worlds sort of thing.
Yeah. Right?
Is War of the Worlds gaslighting? Because it was like a movie.
And
like
a radio
but play. People but did but legitimately
thought that it was real.
Yeah. Exactly.
First, yeah.
So, aliens are real.
Aliens are real. Well, what if the reason I have such a big head is because I have so many stories in my head and they all just want to get out, and my power is the stories that I say are real?
If that is the case, I cannot imagine how big your head would be if you didn't tell these stories.
I lie fast enough.
Last week on Party of Apes. No, Apes fuck. No, I've done it. No.
Get out of here.
Last week on Apes on the Airwaves.
So much pressure in my head.
What do we do? Our son, he's... His head keeps growing every day.
Let's take him to the doctors.
My head.
Doc, his head keeps getting bigger and bigger. He just keeps saying, ow, my head. What's
wrong
with him?
But he won't tell us what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong with your son.
Nothing's wrong with him?
No.
How can you say that? Look at him.
No. Doctor, my head is so pressurized.
Yeah, but you feel fine, right?
I hurt. It hurts my head.
No, your son's gone.
Oh, no, we went to the gaslighting doctor. Un-gaslighting doctor. What's wrong with our son?
My head.
He needs to lie.
What?
Yeah, it's a medical thing. Recently discovered, if you don't lie enough, your head will actually explode.
My head doesn't hurt. That made it feel better.
What's gonna happen with telling a kid that he has to lie? Find out on this episode of Apes on the Airwaves. We are in a living room of a quaint suburban family in a quaint suburban town in Australia, and Bobby is sitting on the quaint Australian sofa of the quaint Australian living room of the quaint Australian town
in suburbia
talking to his quaint parent who is standing up over him
quite quaintly.
Bobby, I know this is really hard because me and your mum, we've told you your whole life that lying's bad.
And that you're going to go to hell, but...
And not just any hell, like the...
The worst.
The worst.
The worst hell.
The bottom layer
it's
of hell.
It's not quaint at all, Bobby. It is not...
Reserved for the worst children ever.
But you know what, Bobby? I would... This is going to sound bad, and I want you to bear with me here.
Mm.
I would rather you be alive and not in pain, then just stand here and say that. Sorry, I blacked out a little bit. The fear and anxiety of dying is kind of getting to me.
I don't want to die.
No,
you're not going to die. You're not going
to
die.
But I don't want to go to hell.
We don't want you to go to hell either.
That's the problem that we, with our bad parenting techniques, have now instilled in you, because we tended to just use hell is a reason for you not to do things. Like when it was like, don't have a cookie before it's like cooled down. You'd be like, why? And would say,
oh,
because you'll go to the third level of hell for kids who steal cookies.
But
the thing is, you need to lie because you have all these stories in your head, all these false ideas that are just building and building, and you're not letting them out. So you have to lie.
Why don't we start with some little white lies? For instance, people tell them all the time. So little white lies of just...
And like, it's just to protect, you know? Like when your mother's like,
why
does my...
Why are they white?
Because
that's complicated.
Calmness. Yeah, no, it is quite complicated.
That's
complicated. Let's just call them.
What if I tell a black lie?
Okay. This is getting onto another topic that
I don't like black and white. I like green.
All right, why do we call them green lies? Let's call them green lies.
Like green for go.
Green for good.
Good lies. Good lies.
Like for instance, when your mother says to me, does my ass look big in these jeans? And I say, not at all. But really, she has put on
a
lot of...
You said a naughty word.
Well, like, well, I'm sorry. When,
her bum.
When she says, my bum. I'm sorry. Also, the first layer of hell for saying ass doesn't exist either. That's another thing.
That's a green lie.
That's a green lie. A little green lie that we're told.
Green lie.
So, like, when your mum says, does my bum look big in these jeans? And I know that she's had...
She got a big bum.
Well, that's it. And your mum's had issues with her weight lately, and I don't want to, like, make her feel bad. So I say...
I like your mum because
so
you're
I say,
squishy.
No, Mary.
Thank you,
Mary,
son.
Your bum doesn't look big in those jeans. And that's a little green lie to make her feel good.
Mm-hmm. And for instance, when your father says, oh... Is my hairline still the same? And I say, no, darling, it's not receding. You look as beautiful as the day we met.
But I see.
And that's a little green lie.
His head is growing, though.
It's growing.
Yeah,
it's
back. Exactly. Or it's like when your mum says, like, let's go to my mum's place for dinner again. And I say, oh, I actually have, like, feeling a little bit funny in the tummy. And it's not because I think that her mum's a real stuck-up bitch and I hate being in the presence of her.
Dad, you keep saying these bad words.
No, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You need to get it together.
You need to get it together.
You need to get it together.
You told me my hairline wasn't receding.
You told me I had a fat ass. I mean, sorry. You told me I had a big bum.
And that my mum way earlier and got my hairline sorted.
My mum is the only person who supports me.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
As
Bobby.
My head hurts.
Oh, I know.
Poor grandma, bitch.
Bobby.
And I like grandma.
You like grandma?
Yeah, I want to go to grandma's now because you guys are fighting.
We can go to grandma's. We can. How about you and me go to grandma's, yeah?
Yeah.
I have a funny tummy. I can't go.
Yeah, of course you have a funny tummy, don't you? You have a funny whole... Bobby.
You got a funny head, Dad.
Thanks, son.
Yeah. Real funny.
Can I take the scans of my brain to grandma?
Of course, honey.
They're so cool.
And how about on the way we can practice little lies that you can tell?
Okay. Like you're not squishy. Ah, that feels a bit better.
Okay.
You have a very small bum. Ah. I feel good now.
We fly across town before they arrive at Grandma's place, where we see Grandma. She is in...
A quaint little... in quaint little clothes. Nicely knitted. All her clothes are knitted by herself. Just all quaint.
But she's sitting watching a documentary on huge brain disease, sweating as she finds out more and more information.
Oh, that's bad.
Did you know that huge brain disease can lead to many, many things like death?
That's not many at all. That's one thing.
That's the worst one. The other things include feeling
lopsided. Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
The other ones include feeling lopsided and...
David? The documentary, man. I can see you. I can hear you. Can you hear
Don't
me?
Don't call out to David.
David can hear me, I knew it.
What?
David.
Don't call out for David.
David, come out of the television.
Listen here, not many people have found this out, but we can see into your homes through the TVs.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Do you watch me while I'm knitting?
Yes, we watch everyone. These are windows into everyone's household.
Oh. I spend most of the time nude.
I know. Now, if you tell anyone...
What happens if I turn you off?
Don't you dare. It goes, oh, so... Ah!
Back to knitting.
And knock at the door.
Oh!
Grandma!
Oh, the little puppy!
Grandma!
Get him a little one.
Yeah!
pinch on the cheek.
Owie.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, dearest. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mum. Is it okay if Bobby stays here for a little bit? He's just got a bit of a sore head.
Grandma, look at my brain.
Wow, that's big.
It's like you can almost
smart boy.
It's almost like you can see all the things in my brain.
Oh, okay. Give me a second to talk to your mum, and then we'll read all your thoughts. Okay.
Okay. Can I put on the TV?
Sure. Just don't do anything weird in the room.
Okay. I'll just go watch the TV.
Okay. Sweetheart.
I dare you. Back to the documentary.
Sweetheart, have you left that piece of shit yet?
No, Mum. I'm still with him. We're working things out. He's said that he's open to therapy, so.
Yes, but he's lied before, hasn't he?
Well, that's also part of why I'm over here. Not about his lying, but Bobby has a condition in his brain where he now has to lie. Otherwise, his brain is apparently growing and putting pressure on his skull, and it could be really bad. And I kind of was panicking, and you always have the best answers for everything, so what do I do?
You leave it in my hands, sweetheart.
Okay, you're going to tell me what you're going to do first?
Not a chance.
What?
Because you're trying to stop me.
Mum, that doesn't bode well, Mum.
Well, I'm going to... I'll take care of it, don't you?
Mum, no, come back. Come back here.
Shuts the door on the daughter. As she shuts the door on the daughter, we flash over to a non-quaint black room, huge boardroom table with just the light hanging down and illuminating just the table, and a bunch of people in suits with stressed looks on their faces gather around as the guy we just saw on the TV runs into the boardroom. We've been found.
How?
I'm sorry, the long work hours have got to me, and I started responding to the lady as she was talking to the TV. You
responded?
I responded. I let slip that it wasn't actually a pre-recorded televised show. Now she knows that it is a window into our organization.
We have been observing her for many a decade, and now...
I know we have been... I am aware of this. I am aware that we are a secret world only accessible through various furniture. And we kept it under wraps, like C.S. Lewis. He found us and we made it sound like a story. But now she knows.
Send in the furnace.
The furnace. But sir,
that's very drastic.
That's very drastic.
For one old lady.
Not the furnace. God. Please not the furnace.
This is not just not any old lady. I know you're only new here. Newish. I mean, it's been a while.
Time is nothing here. 10 years is but a speck in the time of this society.
Yeah,
I sometimes feel like you're mocking us.
Yeah, it's just your mansplaining.
You're very mansplaining to people who are your superiors. Furnace, calm down.
The point is, you do not know this woman like we do. We have observed her for much longer than you have. We've been with her since the beginning. She is one of the reasons we founded this project in the first place. Mm.
We notice now that connected to the boardroom is almost like a cage sort of thing, which is where the furnace's voice is coming from.
Release me.
He is just literally a man made out of fire. Looks like a barrel from Middle Earth.
But he's got metal shoes on. Yeah.
Contain.
Release me.
There has to be another way.
The church that worships me has been summoning me.
I know.
It's time for me to release my flame upon the world.
He clearly has other intentions.
He has a whole church following him, sir.
Yes, but the whole universe's fate could depend on the survival or death of this woman. We cannot risk it. Send him in.
To her quaint living room, sir?
Yes.
Burn it down. I hope this plays out how you expect it.
I'm sure it will.
What happens in this quaint little town, in quaint Australia, in quaint suburban whatever? Find out after this break.
Truckies!
Truckies,
are you feeling a bit weary?
Yeah. Oh, truck.
I'm so tired. I ran over a whole family on the way here.
Oh, are you feeling a bit overworked?
Oh, boy, am I. I've driven for 12 days straight.
How is that possible?
A lot of drugs.
That's great. Well.
No, it's no really not. It's really affecting my life. Please help me.
Wow, no more drugs, because we have, you know, you have those little compartments at the back of your little trailer.
That's completely empty.
Yeah, there's no,
it's
no,
empty. There's nothing, nothing, there. Behind, there's there. Nothing behind me.
Just a useless door.
Exactly. What if there was something?
What?
What?
And that could lead you to a land of luxury.
A whole land? A
whole land.
That sounds expansive.
How would I get my truck in there?
Yeah. Well, you would get your truck in there. How would you get it in the truck?
Yeah.
How would I do that?
He's very tired. Don't mind him.
Space and time is a construct. Therefore, we have you have harnessed the power of space and time to create the most luxurious trucky pit stop.
How much it cost?
How much it costs?
How much it costs?
We can put it on a plan.
How much it costs?
How much?
If you put it on like a
how much it costs?
How much it costs?
Salary packaging.
What much is it? What much?
Essentially, your whole salary. But
you don't know my salary. Who is this guy?
Hear him out.
Wait, why is there a blue telephone box behind him?
I just need some new... Okay. Do you guys want to see some cool worlds?
Yeah.
You want to see aliens?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop marketing it as if it's like this trucky pit stop thing. Do you want to come away with me into my box?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heard that one before, my light lads.
Season 15 of Doctor Who coming to BBC this summer.
Do you want to come away with me into my box?
Which big chucky wants to come in my box?
Wait, did you eat it?
No, Luke had some.
All right.
You can have it.
I can have my own cake.
Hey, audience,
I told him he could have it.
Cake break.
I told him he could have it.
Cake break, sorry.
Hope everyone's got your slice of cake.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You want some cake? There's a cake break?
Can we stop the timer if I have a cake break?
No, but we started it later,
so that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was a good ad. Let's get back to the show as soon as all the fingers is licked.
We go to back to the parents' home where... Did we give the dad a name?
The dad
is sitting at the dining room table. It's like connected to the quaint kitchen. It's a little thing. And he has a laptop open in front of him where we see on a Zoom call, he is in a therapy session.
I just feel like I don't know how to really express how I feel about my wife to my wife, and it's just led to her now resenting me because I've been lying to her when, if I was being honest with her the whole time, she'd still resent me, so I'm in a lose-lose situation.
Mm.
Is that it? Mm?
Mm.
You're meant to be like, what do I do?
No, you keep talking.
Well, I'm just like if I lie to her, then she's going to catch me out on the lie.
Yeah.
But if I say the truth to her, then she's just going to hate that anyway. So no matter what I do, she's just going to hate me.
The truth is like a lion. It will sort out itself.
The truth is a lion.
It can look after itself. So don't be afraid of
lions. Are in packs. As soon as you take a lion out of a pack, it dies.
No, but it can look after itself in the pack.
What?
It's like a really well-trained lion that can go out by itself and live a life by itself.
Are you saying I need to treat my wife like a zoo animal?
No, I'm saying the truth is like that. So no matter whether you're lying or telling the truth will always come out. So what you need to know is that if you are lying...
If I'm getting really lying. Confused because, yeah, lion and lying sound. I feel like you've based this metaphor off the fact that lion and lying sound similar.
The lion will come and eat you if you don't let the lion out straight away.
So I have to let the...
So you need to be truthful.
Okay.
See, it's really important that with your wife, you are just truthful straight away.
Where does the lion come into it?
So there's no lion. There's no lion.
You just said this whole thing was a lion.
No, 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 not a lion. The lion will look after itself, but there's no lion.
So am I lying or not?
No, you are lying. You do not lie, but there's a lion that does not exist.
Lie.
No, no, no.
Though the lying doesn't exist.
Never lie. There's no lion for the truth. Because the truth is a lion. Okay, let me spell it out. The lion is the truth.
And the lying's the truth?
There's no line that the truth...
Wait, where's the line that came into it?
Okay,
there's a line now?
There's no straight line. It's a bit curvy, but it doesn't exist.
But I said that my wife was curvy and she got offended.
Well, was it the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. Then tell the truth. If she gets offended, then she's just getting offended at the lion.
What's the lion?
The lion is the truth, exactly. So she's getting up the truth that you were telling her.
Okay, instead of the lion.
Exactly.
Who's on a line?
No, it's not on a line. There's no line. I've spelt it out pretty clearly. The lion is the truth. And there's no line that the lion can't cross. The truth always prevails, so never lie.
I think I'm having a panic attack.
Just breathe. Just breathe. So your wife is like a lioness.
We cut back to Grandma's house. She's sitting on the couch with Bobby as Bobby is glued to the TV in front.
I told you not to play with the glue.
I put it on my head and now my forehead is on the TV and I can't stop looking. I just wanted to glue my brain pictures together and make a 3D version of my brain.
You gotta be careful with the television because if you stare at it long enough, you'll be transported into a different dimension.
I've been staring at it for quite some time and it already feels like this is my world now. What if I just strapped it to my head and I could just walk around with a TV on my face?
You're thinking of virtual reality.
Yeah. Can I just live in that virtual reality?
No. You can't eat the food. It's not real.
Oh.
Do you want to Israel?
What?
Lies.
Lies?
Your mum told me you need to start lying some more.
Yeah, they said that's to relieve my symptoms, I have to lie, but I don't like lying. What? Because it's like I'll go into fire if I lie, and I don't want to go in the fire.
Who told you go into fire?
My mum and dad said if I do anything wrong, I go directly into fire.
But that's a lie. Your parents have told you a lie. You've got no danger coming from fire in any regard.
No, not at all, but...
No.
But... But I thought that was the truth. So if I just lied, then why don't I feel better now? Is the truth relative?
Of course the truth's relative.
Is there any objective reality? Or are we like me, strapped to this TV, just thinking that we see the real world, but it's just subjective?
Yeah, now you get it.
But I can feel and touch and smell the world.
Yeah, well, you think you can, but I mean, if it's just a simulation in your brain is just chemicals. You've got a photo of it right there. That's all you are. That's your existence right there. It's just chemicals firing off and electrical signals.
Why does it hurt then? It hurts me.
Because you got your wires crossed.
Oh, how do I unwire myself?
You gotta live a lie.
Live a lie.
Live a lie.
Okay, so it's not telling lies, it's living a lie?
Exactly right.
Oh, what lie should I live, Grandma?
You can have a double life if you want. You can wear a policeman's uniform and pull people over.
Okay.
You can start a fire and run away.
Can I be like this man who's on the TV?
we cut to inside the TV where there's a man looking at the, like, into the room and back to him where the furnace is. We have a problem. This boy's head is blocking the portal. He cannot get out.
Let me burn him.
I'm sorry. This boy's head is literally glued to the portal. We cannot get to
enough
out.
Furnace. We're trying to think of actual solutions to this. You're not killing this boy to get into the house.
Maybe we need to find an alternative entry point into this house.
But he's the one with the big brain. We need to get rid of him, don't we?
What other smart home devices does the old woman have?
I think she has a Google Home.
Perfect. We can get in that way.
I don't think we're compatible with Google Home. I think it's just Alexa.
Really?
Yeah,
bring
I don't
in
think
Alexa.
We can't. Are you suggesting we send in?
Yeah, well, Amazon and Alexa.
Well, Amazon and Alexa.
Hi,
Alexa. We're going good. Alexa, good. You're going to have to take the furnace into the Google Home.
Smells so bad.
Yeah, that would be the sulfur.
But through Google Home,
it's not compatible.
I was saying an Alexa. To
I think
her
that's
house.
Probably we deliver. Can you pay for shipping though? Because I don't have.
I've got Amazon Prime.
You've got Amazon Prime. Prime? Yeah, I was going to say I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, over here.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, can you please take Alexa to this old lady's house?
Come on with me.
And make sure furnace goes with her as well.
Oh, this hot guy. Oh, two hot people. Let's go.
Amazon, like we've told you before, your stand up routine, your career's failed. Just focus on your free shipping.
You're doing a good job. Don't listen to him.
Thank you.
Very fast.
The world makes me uncomfortable. Many things in the world make me uncomfortable. I don't like this job.
What? Is this your resignation?
You're our leader.
You can't resign.
I'm not saying I'm resigning. I don't like it and I want to leave.
But that's... So you want to resign? Are you going to leave?
So we've already set up so much in this world.
Am I taking these two?
I thought you already left. Yes, go Amazon Prime. Go.
Oh no, right, let's go.
Amazon Prime. Remember.
Okay, I'm going now.
Take Alexa. Alexa, take furnace.
Yes.
There we go. Off they go. So we have set so much up in this world. I mean, everything hangs in the balance. We have Muppet warfare. We have time shapeshifters. We have everything happening.
There's so much for us to do out there, and you're
all escaped through these television portals.
But everything continues, and it all ends up at the same place anyway.
Yeah, I just want to know if you're in or out.
I'm out.
You're out?
You're out.
I'm out.
What happens to this whole...
Well, I would just take over.
Sir, please no.
I would just take over.
Please no, sir.
It would just be a thing of now that I'm the boss.
Look at me.
Is it because I'm a woman?
No.
Is it because I'm a woman?
No, that's one of the reasons.
Wow!
It's not the main reason.
I can fire you for discrimination.
You can't. You're not the boss yet, sir.
He's leaving. I am the boss.
Here's my badge.
And do I get your gun?
And here's my gun.
No!
It's war.
I have a badge, though.
I have a gun.
Are you going to shoot me?
Are you going to badge me?
Why? Because I'm a woman
always
and I'm so badgering?
That's it, you're always battering me. As this argument goes on, the boss of this weird secret organization living in furniture sinks away.
Sinks. like a sink. I get it.
How is this all going to tie together? I don't know. Find out after this break.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Smashed by Scott's Head. The new Watermelon Smash.
Hey, I'm Scott's Head. Do you like watermelon juice? Do you like it pressed fresh daily? Well, come into my store where I'll smash these watermelons and you have the freshest watermelon juice you have ever had. Talk about watermelon sugar high, am I right?
Tastes sweaty. Wipe your brow off, it's gross.
And that's right, your favorite actor, Scott Russell, smashing watermelons just for you. I'm branching out, people. This is going to be the best watermelon juice ever.
Scott can fit two watermelons under his forehead.
Look at this. People say I have a receding hairline, but you can't see it with these watermelons over my head. That's right. Best actor in the world. You say I'm everywhere. It feels like I'm everywhere. And here I am selling you watermelon juice. Also, make sure you check out my new movie. It's called what?
Parasol.
I don't think we said this live. My new movie called, what's the fucking Martin Scorsese one that Leonardo DiCaprio just did?
Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Make sure you check out my movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, starring Scott Russell, not that Leonardo DiCaprio guy. Where did he go? I don't know. Watermelon Smash.
Watermelon
Smash. Scott, you doing like side business? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I'm just everywhere, okay? So if there's going to be hundreds of me, I might as well utilize some of them to smash some watermelons and really make cool. some juice.
I saw the factory and it's just all of these Scots lined up.
Yeah, it's a production line.
Yeah, and they're all just like the watermelon comes on one of the belts and it's just like 50 Scots smacking their forehead on the watermelon until at the very end it's just
like pureed. Yeah.
What kind of cut do you get from this?
Yeah, what
from watermelon
from
juice?
Your business? Oh, yeah, like
heaps.
Is that a lot of profit?
Guys, I'm really famous now. I'm in every movie because there's hundreds of me.
Yeah, but is it you?
Yeah, how do we know you're the original?
That's a question.
Guys, I'm the OG. You know this.
How do we know though? Say something only Scott would know.
I don't know. Like sometimes when I headbutt Gabby, I feel embarrassed, so I make up stories.
Well, that was an honest thing, and Scott doesn't tell the truth.
So. Just, yeah.
Must be a fake.
Back in the quaint suburban house, the quaint wife comes home to the quaint husband, who's ready to talk about lions or something.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Hey. Hey. I had a really profound therapy session tonight.
You actually starting to see therapy?
Yeah. And I think I'm finally understand. So you're a lioness. And you can look after yourself.
But lions are notoriously in packs.
No, but you're lying.
I'm lying? You're saying that I'm lying?
No, you're crossing a line.
There's a line.
There's a line, and you're lying.
I'm lying.
And the truth is, you're lying.
You're just saying that I'm lying?
No, you're lying.
I am a lion.
No, that's the line.
The line is I am lying?
Yes.
You're making no sense. Did you even see a therapist?
I did. No, see, you're a lioness.
I'm a lioness. Why? Because I'm big and I'm angry. Is that it?
No. It has something to do with your fur. No.
You think I'm hairy?
No. You're curvy.
You think I'm curvy?
Yes. Like a lioness. Like that scene from Lion King with Simba and Nala.
You think I'm Simba?
No, like you're Nala. Like sexy. You know when...
Think Nala is sexy?
Yeah, she has those fuck me eyes. You know that scene?
That is a lion.
No, it's not a lie. It's the truth. No, people think she's sexy. I've seen it online.
Gaslighting detected.
Did you install a gas alarm?
I installed it a long time ago. I just wanted to make sure.
Do you think I'm gaslighting you?
Well, it just went off.
You know my issues with gas companies. I never install gas.
Then why are you always gaslighting?
But sometimes...
Do you even love me anymore?
Yes. You're my curvy lioness.
I don't want to be a curvy lioness. I want to be a little... like a lemur. What's the thing?
Like Madagascar?
Yeah. I want to move it and I want to shake it.
You can move and shake.
No, I'm a curvy lioness and I don't want to. I just want to be a little lemur again. And I just want to be in the... I want to be in the jungle and I want to be free. But I'm just so... confined.
I'm so confused. You want to go to the jungle? We can book a holiday if you want.
No, you don't get it. No, I want to be
guilt trip detective.
Okay, yes, I installed a guilt trip detector.
I think the
as
phone
well.
Is ringing. I have to get this.
Okay, can you put it on speaker, please?
It's an old rotary quaint phone. Why is everything so goddamn quaint?
Except for the gas sliding alarms and guilt tripping. Okay,
we're going to have to hold it between us. So bring your head closer. Ow!
I have a big head!
Hello?
Mum, I need help. Need help at Grandma's place.
Bobby, what's wrong?
I can only see the TV, so I'm currently in like a really beautiful green landscape, and somebody's trying to auction off like these watches and stuff. But around me, my grandma's house is on fire.
What?
Grandma, I don't even know where grandma is now, but my head's glued to the TV and I'm in this new reality, but everything's burning.
We're coming to get you.
We're coming to get you, Bobby. Bobby, try and get outside.
Bobby's in danger. I think you might actually have gone to hell. Maybe the stories we said weren't lies.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous, but I don't actually have an explanation. We need to go now.
We fly over to Grandma's house where Furnace is standing in the living room, lighting everything on fire with Amazon and Alexa. No, Amazon Prime and Alexa, not really knowing what to do.
Oh my, whoa. Did we just let him do his thing? Like, what? How do we stop this?
Alexa and Amazon, your job is done.
They catch on fire.
They're
incinerated.
And they die.
Yes.
Bobby's in the corner, just his head stuck to the TV still, trying to get it off. And then
I look and I see heaven, but I feel like I'm in hell.
And as much as we want Luke to just keep doing the scene by himself, Grandma walks into the living room.
Hello there, dear. I was wondering when you'd show up.
Hello, Janice.
How are you? Have you been? It's been quite some time.
Yes, it has been.
Would you like a cup of tea?
I would love a tea.
Okay. I'll sort one out for you. What are you drinking these days? Chamomile?
Just black tea.
Black tea, no problem.
Let me boil the kettle for you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Boils instantly.
That was fast. Here you go, easy thank tea.
They just sit down.
Evaporates instantly.
They sit down across the coffee table anyway and have the long-awaited chat they've been waiting for.
So,
yeah.
What brings you here after all these years?
Well, they had me cooped up there, and I finally convinced them that it was time for me to come and end you. So I guess this is the time to see where your allegiance lies. Do I eviscerate you and your grandchild and your quaint, quaint house?
You really think that you can destroy your own creator?
I've been working on my powers and my heat, and I'm containing it right now. It's pressurizing, but I have to contain the ability, so it's not destroying the entire world, which is my plan. Are you in on this plan?
No, darling, this is my world. You're not going to destroy it.
Yes, but the church has something else to say. The church of the flame that you abandoned.
All of a sudden, the furnace lets out a huge call that echoes throughout the land. My quaint little church, the church of the flame, hears it.
It's the call. We must go.
We must go. We've been waiting this whole time. Quickly. Some might say for maybe 30 episodes. It is time for us to finally expose ourselves again.
Brothers, let's go. I feel the heat of the furnace already.
We begin our march across Australia to the quaint suburban town.
It's going to take a while.
It will take a long time. Let's begin. We flash back to the grandma's house.
So what is it, Janice?
I
I'm proud of you for what you've done and, you know, building up your own cult, that sort of thing. You've got followers, you've got worshippers, of course. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Very proud of you. But have you found love?
I don't need love because I love destruction. And once the world is in flames, that's when I will experience true love.
No. I can see right through you, sweetheart. I can tell that the fiery passion that's really burning inside of you is that you want to love.
Well, you never loved me, so I never got that experience.
How could I love you?
You made me.
You are not what I made you to be.
No. You just said you were proud of me.
I'm a liar.
With that, Bobby's ears pick up and sees that the lying is actually good and destroying this evil creature, and he knows what he has to do.
Excuse me, Grandma.
Yes, darling.
I know that you're talking to your friend, but I have a story to tell.
Oh, of course, sweetheart. We've got time for a story.
I do not have time for a story.
Have time for a story.
Okay, if it's a bad story, I eviscerate both of you.
No, it's a good story. So when I was young, younger than this, I was born with like really big head, like huge head, and but I loved my head, and I loved my big head and how much it hurt me and brought me pain.
As he speaks, his head starts to shrink, and it falls off the TV because the glue can't stick to a smaller head anymore, and the TV falls to the ground in a smash, stopping the portal back to the weird place we established.
Ah, yes, now they can't come and grab me. Huh?
I think what you meant to say is you can't escape now.
Oh.
As this happens, the front door opens and the mum and dad arrive. Bobby, where are you?
Bobby!
Bobby's fine.
I'm here. And I see hell. Hell is right in front of me.
Bobby.
Grandma, how are you?
Tell us a lie.
I'm not scared.
Doesn't
right
that
now.
Feel better?
Oh, my head's deflating. It feels so nice.
Bobby.
What?
You are my greatest creation. Not this flame beast. This disappointment.
Also, your daughter is standing also here, Mum.
And can someone explain to me why there is a flame demon in your living room?
Mum, what the hell? You said that this would never happen again.
What do you mean happen again?
Look, sweetheart.
What have I married into?
Sweetheart, I do love you, but you're not my greatest creation. Bobby has the ability to speak reality into existence.
He's one of those kids.
Yes. My darling, you dream reality into existence, which is fantastic, but you can't.
Just like your brother.
It. You can't control it, but Bobby. Tell us another lie, Bobby.
The world is flat.
All of a sudden, everything
starts shifting.
Shifts around them.
Oh,
gravity feels weird now.
Dad's hair is not receding.
Oh my God, look at my beautiful hair.
Mum is not squishy. She's, as Dad sometimes says, she's sexy.
Oh my God, you look exactly what you looked like when I first met you.
I can't look at my daughter anymore. This is weird.
This fireman, this hell man, he's actually really lame, and he sucks. He's not scary at all.
All of a sudden, he becomes a vortex, just continuing to suck, sucking like himself into his own being before he evaporates.
Well done, Bobby. Well done, Bobby.
Grandma's not old. That was crazy.
Bobby.
Yeah?
You've made me young again.
What?
Bobby.
Yeah?
I'm going to take you on a trip, and we're going to find other people just like you.
Wow.
Other people so brilliant, so special. And we're going to change the world.
Oh, my God.
Can someone tell me what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, Mum, what the hell?
As they're speaking, there's a knock at the door.
We are here. Where is our God?
We're brothers.
Brothers, let's break down the walls.
All of a sudden, the Church of the Flames starts trying to rip into this house. Please, someone tell me what is going on. Next time on Apes on the Airwaves.
Wow, I wished us out of that dangerous spot. I said we were not in danger. And look, here we are in the beautiful green landscapes where the auctions are going.
It's very good, Bobby. Now, there's a boy I want to find. He has the entire universe in his eye.
Wow.
What is going on? I think I figured it out. Your grandma looks exactly like the pictures of that girl who went insane at the school and killed someone.
I already knew that was my mum.
What?
There's some things I haven't been telling you. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I was gaslighting this whole time.
And then an alarm starts going off.
In the dad's head, the lie, the truth is like a lion. Who will always come out to play.
He locks eyes with his wife and starts purring like a lion.
Uncomfortable, very uncomfortable.
Wow!
That was an episode.
We did it.
Party we did event. It.
If and none of that made sense, go back and listen to the other episodes we've done.
Yeah.
You
chose the wrong audience member.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what the fuck any of these references are.
So yeah, everything's coming together, it seems. So I can't wait to not go back to that for a couple of episodes.
Yeah, we'll
we finally met the mistress, like for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wild.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Thank you again for listening.
Thanks,
once
everybody.
Again.
It was really good.
We have an email address. Yeah. Matt, what is our email address?
Our email address is podcast@partyofapes.com.
Apes.
This week.
Apes.
Shut up! podcast@partyofapes.com.
So after this we have to go to like a group stress management therapy session.
Mm-hmm. Just, I can run that.
No. Clearly Matt's got an issue.
There's a line.
Matt, go on.
If there's any therapists listening, please send us an email. We'll shout you out on the podcast.
But what do you want people to write in this week?
I want them to send in photos of their favorite candle. That's what I want to see.
Oh
yes, bring them back.
Yeah.
So bring in your, send in your candles. Also, if you want,
like, favorite picture of their candle or like favorite, like I really enjoy
favorite
this scent.
Candle.
Yeah. Send us a photo of the smell of it if you can.
I can.
Cool. And if you don't want to send it to an email, you can just randomly post it to our social media feed.
Yes, please.
So then people are like, why are you doing this?
Check us out on the Facebook and the Instagram and on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get stuff up there.
Thank you again for listening, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
We'd love you.
See you next week.
Love you guys.
Party of Apes!
That's some good cake.
All right, that was the...
Yo. Yeah.
Bring the noise, Luke.
Yeah. I just had a few bites of cake and that really did make me feel like I can jump into this. Sitting on my rump, gonna have all that blue icing, gonna make me shoot all these rhymes, make me spit this fire, and I'm lit. I'm real lit. Everyone thinks I'm lit.
Oh my God,
because of the way I hit these rhymes, and I'm about to go into the improvising.
What story will we tell this time? Did you give me a word? It was cake. So I'll make sure I make that into the rap.
I'll make sure I make that into the rap.
All right.